Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Wisdom Walk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojopa Maria Ensaroma. And the year 2020 reminds us that we can have a clear vision for our future. 2020 is a year that leads humanity away from old and unnecessary beliefs and structures and over to the threshold of the necessary and new beliefs and structures. February, according to the wisdom that I keep, is the first of three fire months in this earth year that will demand us to stand in truth, vulnerability, worthiness, commitment, and adaptability. My theme for the month is waking up to your truth. And through four live radio broadcasts and accompanying videos, I've provided you with inspirational messages to support you in this awakening process. And tonight is the fourth and final component, which I call Leap Year Inspiration. Yeah. But first, for those of you who may be listening or watching in for the first time, let me give you a brief overview of this show. Wisdom Walk is a personal development resource for your mind, body, and soul. My ministry is any pain that is not transformed will be transferred. So the initial goal of my programs is to support you in learning how to recognize and release any and all pain that would block you from fulfillment in life, or what I like to call having your happy endings in life. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, I broadcast live on Black Hole Radio. Unless I'm on hiatus, which is going to happen a little bit in March, or something technically unexpected occurs. Now, if you are listening to this broadcast live over the internet, and you have a problem with your Wi-Fi or the connection, internet connection, you can still listen into this program at this phone number. It is area code 563-999-3089. Again, that's 563-999-3089. So you can, again, listen to the broadcast live. Now, I will be uploading a video of this broadcast by Tuesday, Wednesday at the latest, to my YouTube channel, which is Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. You can ask questions or share comments on my Facebook page, which is Wisdom Walk Radio, or you can go to my website and find the email address that will give you access to me. And my website is www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com. And of course, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can leave comments or ask questions in the box below this video. But right now, I invite you to sit or lay back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where we can connect to our souls and discover the true treasure of wow. Wow, wow, wow. Here we are coming up on the end of February, which is a leap year, and I'm going to be talking about that very shortly. And it's been an interesting time. You know, January opened up with a big bang of some transformative energy, and we are now in a Mercury retrograde, and things are continuing to unfold. So as always, I want to start my program off with first honoring the ancestors. These are the people whose shoulders we're standing upon, the people for whom we wouldn't be here without them having said yes to life and yes to all of what life presents. And so I honor ancestors both who were those loving and nurturing ones, as well as the black sheep of the family or the ones who caused us misery, pain, and suffering, because our souls grow as a result of both the good and the bad. And ancestors who were not good while they were on the earth plane can become some of our best allies. Yeah, because it's like they know the consequences of lying and chilling and steating and victimizing and being violent with people and hurting folks. You know, they know the consequences of that. And I'm not talking about going to hell. You know, I think what occurs for our souls is very different, and it's more about that they had that experience on the earth plane, and now as sentient beings, they can be a guide to us and whisper in our ear, like, don't do that, don't go there, no, yeah, because all the consequences I think we get out of our behaviors happen in life, happen while we are still here. So this week, I want to just open up to all the ancestors again and just call all of them in to come and support us as we are working on this awakening to our truth. It's such an important thing for all of us to be contemplating, focusing on, aware of, because we are going through a very, very auspicious time in our evolution as humans, and we are shifting from one complete mindset and way of seeing and thinking things thinking about things and understanding things and calculating things, and we're moving into a whole new world. Yeah. So we need all the help we can get to be able to make that transition without being resistant or afraid. So think about those people who you knew who are no longer on the earth plane. They can be family members. They could be friends of family. Or they may be people that you didn't know personally, but that you admired. And those could be, you know, people who were historically inspiring, could be celebrities. And again, it could also be somebody who did something really, really bad and that you think, yeah, this person could guide me so that I don't go down that pit hole that they went down. So join me, if you will, as I invoke these ancestors and call out to them to be of service to us as they so, so want to be. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for your blessing and your mercy in our lives and for yet another opportunity to open up our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to your. And so, Creator, we know that we cannot move forward. We cannot leap forward into this newness that you have provided for us and continue to always provide for us. And we know we cannot move forward by ourselves, that we really, really need help. And so we're asking and thanking you for connecting us to your amazing emissaries, which we call the ancestors. And so ancestors, 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 we are calling out to you, and we are asking and thanking you for showing up and guiding us through this incredible and unprecedented passage in human evolution, out of an old, old set of beliefs and into the new. And so we're calling on you because you can see in all directions at once, because where you are now, the problems we have here are not problems there. And so we know, too, that you are wanting to be of service to us. So please, please hear our call and come to us, be with us. Be above us, below us, beside us, within us, you know, watch our six and really help us know that we can make it through these times and come out on the other side wiser, stronger, and more loving and caring about who we are as human beings. And so again, Creator, I thank you for this opportunity, as always, to call out to the ancestors. And I ask and I thank you for their guidance and love in the name of all that is holy. I say amen. Ashe Aho Asa Shinga Bismillah. And so it is. Ashe. All right. So what I have for you right now is some elemental wisdom talk followed by some of the astrological stuff that's going on. We actually are having a new moon today. And then I will get into the meat of this show about a leap year. So to begin with, the elemental week begins on the day that January 1st showed up for this year. And that day was a Wednesday. So from Wednesday, the 26th, and into March, wow, I can't believe I'm saying that. March is here already. Going into March, the 3rd, that Tuesday, our elemental week will be all about water. So water week. Yeah, what a way to end this month. And as we know, too, as I've talked about in the last video especially, that Wednesday marks the beginning of Lent. You'll have Shrove Tuesday, this Tuesday, Carnival, and Mardi Gras, and then we go into the Lenten season. So many people who follow the Christian religion will be doing that. So it's interesting that this is a week of water, because here's the opportunity. It's about becoming peaceful. Yeah, it's about getting still, meditating, and contemplating. It's about reconciling any negative feelings by acknowledging them, feeling the pain, and cleansing it out by focusing on what is positive in your life right now. Get yourself into some nearby flowing water and allow the purifying energy of the water element, to free you from feelings of anger, resentment, judgment, fear, anxiety, and anything else that is disruptive or distracting to the fulfillment of your annual commitments. God is breathing you. Call upon your divine love to free your mind and access the peace that is truly yours to have. So, with every opportunity comes distractions, and so here are five of them hanging out for so that you can say, no, not going to go there. And, of course, the first one is about sedating your pain or ignoring it. Yeah. The pain is coming up because it wants to come out. And so when you can be still and just let yourself sit in it, let those emotions come up, let it come out, oh, yeah, it's going to be a better day, because if it stays stuck in you, it will rule your life and ruin your life, yeah. So we need to be able to release it. And, of course, you can get some help. Get some friends to support you. If you can't sit alone, get someone to sit with you. Hold space for you. But don't sedate that pain in the way that you may have been. And definitely do not ignore it. Next, telling yourself that your problems can wait. Another way of ignoring or pushing off doing the work of feeling your pain. Don't do that to yourself. You are so important, and you living a life of fulfillment and happy endings is so essential, and not just to you, to everybody around you. So don't put it off getting to that. You know, let yourself deal with those problems. Let that pain come up and out. A third distraction is putting your focus on and attempting to change someone else. It's so easy to see, to think that the problem or the stuff I'm feeling is because of what somebody else did and how somebody else said and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No, no. Because you have a choice always. You don't have to take on somebody else's pain. So if you're feeling pain, it's either that you have tried to take on somebody else's pain, but you would only do that if your pain is there. Yeah. So that's one of the ways you know that, oh, I got some work to do, when you start to want to, you know, make what's going on for you about somebody else. Yeah. So, again, avoid that. Take responsibility. Along with that is blaming others for how you're choosing to feel about yourself. Again, you know, if you want to feel better, you want to get through the pain, you just got to feel it. You got to let it go. Yeah. And the only way we can let it go is we have to feel it. And we can do it in small doses. You don't have to feel it all at once, you know, and get a total breakdown. You can take your time with it, but definitely consciously let that pain out. And then last but not least, using rage, anger, or judgment to protect yourself from other people's pain. Not a good thing to do, yeah. Because, again, it's really not about the other people. It's about you. So if somebody does or says something, whether that's in the news or in your neighborhood, and you just want to, like, I just want to kill them, you want to get rid of them, just stop and breathe. Pull yourself back and just say, okay, you know, number one, is that really going to solve the problem? And then where in me am I hurting so much so that I don't even want to look at it? I just want to focus on, let me get somebody else, you know. So, again, this is the time to really work on becoming peaceful. And by getting still and letting yourself feel that pain and let go of that pain is how you can do it. And, again, using the water element to help you. You know, getting by the water. Some of you have been listening to me or watching me for a while. You know, I was talking about doing a water ritual, you know, going to a body of water and doing pouring libations, or, you know, letting that water carry that energy, that negative energy for you. And you just take it and release it to the water energy, to the great Omama. Yeah. And thank them, always thank them. But yeah, it's a wonderful faith gesture to really show the universe, yes, I'm ready to let this stuff go. I am no longer going to be allowing myself to suffer through sedating, ignoring, or making it be about somebody else. So, well, yeah, water week, really good stuff. Now, next Wednesday, March the 4th, we'll begin a mineral week, time to follow your heart. And I'll give you more information about that in the next broadcast and video. Now, I also want to say that, this past Saturday, yesterday, was what I declared Earth Day for the month of February. And I had put out some examples, some suggestions of things that you could do to honor the Earth by just stopping and praying for the Earth. And so I hope that you are able to do some or all of that, or even more than that, and just know that in March, on March the 22nd, will be the next Earth Day, and I will again, remind you and give you some suggestions for how to honor our beautiful, beautiful planet Earth. So, we have this week a new moon in the sign of Pisces. We had a full moon at the beginning of the month, but now we have in Pisces. Now it's the new moon in Pisces. And so let me share with you from a couple of the astrologers that I watch and listen to give you a little bit about what this new moon in Pisces is. New moons are always about, again, a new beginning, starting something new, starting fresh. And when it's in a particular sign, that the qualities of that sign get amplified through the process of the new moon. So, some of the elements of Pisces is about really being connected to the other realms, the other world, to be in the magic, be in the music, Pisces represent that part of the zodiac, really the final part of the zodiac. It's the final sign of the two fish swimming in opposite directions, and really, to me, it's about our ability to be so inclusive. We can have we're able to take on different perspectives without judgment, because we say, yeah, you can go that way, but yeah, you can go that way too, and it all works, it's all good, And so with this new moon, here's what Astro Butterfly says. She says, there are a lot of opportunities in confusion, because that swimming fish in the opposite direction, right, can make us confused. And not knowing exactly what to do, she says, when you don't have a clear agenda, though, you wonder beyond what meets your eye. And discover new paths, new places, and new possibilities. Magic is everywhere. Just open your eyes a little wider. So again, when we get into that state of like, what's going on? What's really going on? It really does put you in a position where you can receive or become conscious of something new. So again, this new moon Pisces is that. It's kind of helping us break through into something new. Tanaz, whose website and YouTube is Forever Conscious, she says, the Pisces new moon beckons us to dive deep into the ocean of our soul. It's asking us to take a dive to the bottom of the ocean within us. Not to analyze, pick apart, or judge what is there, but simply to observe, to watch the memories, the pain, the dreams, and the triggers, to see them floating by like they are part of you, but not really you. And then she gives this quote from Rumi. She says, we are so much greater than what happens during our time here. Life is happening for us, not to us. As the poet Rumi shared, we are not a drop in the ocean, but rather we are the entire ocean in a drop. I love that. She says, the magical harmony of the Pisces new moon will guide us within, helping to open and unlock our intuition, our hidden depths, our creative potential, and most importantly, our connection with the divine. Yeah, really, really cool. Now, another astrologer I like, and she's a shamanic astrologer, her name is Lena Stevens, and her website is The Power Path, and she does a monthly forecast, but also specifically we'll talk about the full moon and the new moon, and she says that this new moon has the potential to scour out old fears, regrets, disappointments, anger, feelings of betrayal and loss, shame, and other emotional debris. So it really aligns with the water piece I talked about, elementally, it being a water week. She says, don't wallow in them. These emotions are up because it's time to clear them and move on by engaging creativity, hope, imagination, inspiration, and vision of what you want for yourself in the future. Spend time today, she's meaning on the 23rd, with anything, anyone, or any environment that raises your vibration, brings you joy, beauty, and laughter. Keep it personal, unique to you, and honor your own individuality, especially around your personal needs and desires. Own them, forgive the past, and look towards the future. I love it. That's such a lovely, beautiful, and powerful message. Yeah, wonderful. So, we are in this new moon, and we also, that's in Pisces, but we're also in Mercury retrograde, which is still in the sign of Pisces. It doesn't change into Aquarius until next week. So we're still got this moving going on. And I wanted to remind you from what I said last week that Tanaj shared was that we are in this upgrade period. She says, that Mercury retrograde on deeper currents, this energy will also be guiding us to access new dimensions of our mind. To open to this energy, she says, start with thinking about your willpower. There is rebirth energy available here. Perhaps it will take time until the retrograde is complete before we can really start to feel the new willpower and strength of our mind. But it is coming. It's not already here. She says, so we can choose with this Mercury retrograde to travel deeper within and figure out how we can see the world with new eyes. Yeah, yeah. So again, you know, we're having all kinds of support going on metaphysically for our ability to really open up to the new, to the new. And that is here. It's not like we got to go looking for the new. The new is, it's right here, right in front of us. So let me now give you a quick overview of what I will be sharing tonight to wrap up my month, my February theme of waking up to truth with this leap year inspiration. So first, I'm going to talk about what is a leap year historic spiritually. Then I'm going to talk about how waking up is leaping forward. Yeah. And then I'm going to repeat an invitation to you to take this 40-day personal challenge, what I'm calling a postmodern approach to the Lenten season, that would start this Wednesday on the 26th, the day of Lent, and it would end on what is called Palm Sunday, which would be April the 5th, yeah, because Easter would be on the 12th. So here's my opening quote for this week. It's from Brian Tracy, and he is a Canadian-American motivational public speaker and self-development author who's written many, 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 many books. And this quote from him says, every great move forward in your life begins with a leap of faith, a step into the unknown. Yeah, yeah. So, so powerful. So much of what it's about, yeah. So, quick reminder about waking up to your truth. The truth of who you are is beyond your physical and mental existence. I'll repeat that. The truth of who you are is beyond your physical and mental existence. You are a spiritual being possessing an eternal connection to divine source and intended for experiencing happy endings in life. This power resides within you, and you are on an earthly journey to remember your truth, practice your truth, and achieve the treasures of living your truth. It's also important to know your truth is always fighting to come out. Yeah. So now let's look at leap year, and then I'm going to make you some connections for how leap year fits into waking up to your truth. Historically, to deal with the 10 days difference between the calendar and the reality of the Earth's journey around the sun, and to have Easter occur always in spring, Pope Gregory the 13th, in the year 1582, and at the behest of his scientists, who are astrologers, had October the 4th be followed by October 15th. This reformed the Julian calendar of Julius Caesar, which got the equinoxes wrong. And so what that means is, instead of Easter happening in the spring, it was showing up like in the summer, then it would show up in the fall, then it would show up in the winter. You know, it's like it was just all jumbled around. And astrologers had been asking for this reform since the 1200s. So it took them almost 400 years. This is 1582 by the time they do it. So it's like almost like 400 years before they straighten the calendar out. So since 1582, and again, this was done by the Catholic religion, but it spread out into other religions and then around the world. Most countries use it, although there are religious sects who continue to honor their specific calendars, that some of them are lunar calendars, and some of them, again, they go according to what was done thousands of years ago, hundreds of years ago. But since 1582, every year that is divisible by the number 4 or 100 or 400 will have a February 29th. Yeah. So there are some turn of the century years that won't be leap years, even though they would come 4 years after a leap year. But if they're not divisible by 104 or 400, you can't be a leap year. Yeah. So you can imagine that there had to be some like backlash to that for some people who were into calendar when they were told that when they go to sleep on October the 4th and they wake up the next day, it's going to be October the 15th. And in fact, there was in my research, they said that there were riots in England, that they were just upset when England finally did it because they didn't do it at that time. You know, this was I'm trying to think of where Pope Gregory was. I can't remember anyway. It might have been in Germany or something like that where they originally did it, but then it spread out throughout Europe. But when it hit England, they said they had riots and protests, like, we want our 11 days back. Give us our 11 days back. But it is very interesting. It's phenomenal, you know, that happened. That there was actually 11 days out of people's lives that was, like, gone, like, taken out. Yeah. And so leap year history is real. That's really, really interesting. It's very, very interesting. You know, historically, leap year too is a time from a tradition in Ireland where on leap day, women were allowed to propose to a man. And if he said no, he had to pay you some money and give you some gloves, because you could wear gloves to hide the fact that you didn't have a ring on your finger. And this tradition got picked up by the cartoonist Al Capp in his cartoon that he started in the 1930s. It actually went into, I think it went into the 70s. I thought he had a long run, and it was called Little Abner. And Little Abner was a hillbilly in this town called Dogpatch. And Al Capp made up that Sadie Hawkins Day. He called it Sadie Hawkins Day because it was like this girl named Sadie Hawkins who was ugly and couldn't get a man. And her father was the richest man in town. So he declared that on this day, and it was in November. It wasn't in February. It was a November day. But it was on this day that she could get to chase after whatever man she wanted. And if she caught him, he had to marry her, you know. And then it became a tradition. And so Little Abner is being chased by Daisy May every November, trying to get him to marry her. So anyway, but that then got put into like its leap years, the time when women had the right to ask a man to marry her. But again, the leap piece is really, I find fascinating, because, you know, even with this whole thing of women asking men to marry, it was like a change. It was a shift, you know. So I think of leap year as a shifting. And so let me talk about it spiritually and how it connects to the universe. Despite this Gregorian calendar reform, which we now use in the Western world mostly, this man-made calendar differs by the solar year, which I call God's calendar, 26 seconds per year. So what does that mean? That means that every year we are off by 26 seconds, and it'll add up. It'll keep adding up, right? So at some point, you know, we're going to be out of the equinoxes again a little bit, yeah. And basically what this means is that the universe is not static, although we keep trying to lock it down. And sooner or later, we're going to have to leap forward to catch up to God's time, to universal time. So leap years from a spiritual perspective are an opportunity to consciously jump, shift, move forward in your life from one level of beingness to the next. As the saying goes, change is inevitable, but our growth is optional. And when leap year comes around, we can really choose to consciously be with the change that is happening for the better. You know, I think it brings us a measure of safety as humans to think that nothing is happening, nothing's going on, nothing's changing. But if you know just a little bit about astronomy and astrology and how the planets are moving around the sun, if you understand about gravity, the gravitational pull and how that works, just a little bit of that, you'll realize that, again, we're not in a static situation. Things are always moving, and they're always moving forward, because even a retrograde is a misnomer. It's an illusion. You know, Mercury's not moving backwards right now. It just looks like it from the perspective we have from planet Earth, like the other planets are moving beyond, forward, and it looks like it's just standing still or like it's moving back. But that's not true. No, not an illusion. So nothing is going backwards in the universe. As much as we would like to believe that we are not a part of the universe, the reality is we are. And we come from the stars. It's been scientifically proven, even though ancient people understood this for a long, long, long time. So what does that mean? So that means that you are constantly, continuously growing and changing. And when you're shut down to this awareness, it does seem like you're stuck in life, stuck in a situation, stuck in a mindset, stuck in a beingness. Yeah. And the reality is, no, you're not stuck. You just want to think you're stuck, but you're not. Things are always changing. They're always moving. So leap year gives us this wonderful opportunity to really be conscious of the fact that, wow, I really am not where I thought I was. Let me look around and realize how things have moved, how things have changed, that the persons I live with are not the same, especially if you got children. They're growing and changing every day. And, yeah, you still want to treat them like they're babies if they're now teenagers. But, you know, they're like, they're shifting. Hormones is going and stuff. And you're shifting as well, too, as a parent. You're not staying stagnant. You're growing. You're moving. And so, again, having a consciousness about that. You know, I think it's interesting that leap year is this, like, every four-year process, because in Western educational systems, right, we've given higher education a four-year container to reach the level of bachelor's degree so that it takes 4 years, you know. So it's like with the leap year, right? It's like, yeah, at the end of 4 years, you need to look, you need to notice how you have shifted or what is shifting right in front of you. Yeah, like what is changing? I come across people sometimes that feel like nothing is happening. It's like, how are you doing? What's going on? Nothing. Same old, same old. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, honey, you have no idea. You have no idea. It just looks the same, but it's not. It's not. And so we have to, as humans, want to be conscious and want to be aware of the fact that things are always shifting. Like, I can tell you right now, I am not who I was in January when Saturn and Pluto conjuncted. I have definitely grown as a result of that. I am a whole different place as a result of that. And I expect that by the end of March, I'm going to be in a whole different place too. And it's so wonderful, I believe, to be able to have the consciousness about that, about the shifting, because then I believe we're more able to really appreciate what is going on. We're more able to participate in things that are going on. We let go of that victim consciousness of the world is out to get me, and we begin to realize and experience how much the world is gifting us on a moment-to-moment basis, on a second, nanosecond-to-nanosecond basis, yeah, you know, and definitely, you know, from day to day, month to month, year to year. And so this waking up as leaping forward and the leap year being here to inspire us around that. So let me talk a little more about this connection between waking up and the leaping forward. You know, waking up is something that is, it can be very, very challenging when we have locked ourselves down into a specific mindset about who we are, what we are, what we do, how we do, you know, how things are supposed to be. And so sometimes the wake up has to call, and the experience has to be a kick. You got to get a little bit of kick. You know, I've had several kicks in my life to really wake me up to, here's what's going on, and to let go of trying to hold on to something that really no longer works for me. Like, it's not working. Now, there are some things in our lives that are eternal, like our soul, you know, like the fact that we can experience our soul, you know, that's eternal. That's not going to change. But definitely the experience of our soul in this realm, in this world, it's always changing, always changing. So waking up is becoming aware of yourself in a way that you couldn't before. Okay. You know, it's a good analogy would be going through puberty, you know, as you wake up to your body and its changes, you know, whether it's from males' voices going deeper or girls starting their menses, You know, there's this change, and it brings with it an awareness about yourself in a way that you didn't think or couldn't think about yourself before. This new awareness when you wake up extends to everyone and everything about around you. Yeah. And there are certain things that you were doing before puberty that you stopped doing and new things that you take up doing, you know, as a result of puberty. Yeah. So you experience yourself and your environment and your relationships in a new and a different way. Now, because of this waking up process, this can bring lots of fear, such as the fear of not belonging, fear of not belonging, because you realize that I'm different now, and I'm not like I used to be, and I'm not like the people that I knew before. Like something has shifted. Now, on the downside, this can breed codependency and people pleasing because you get so afraid that I'm going to be alone, nobody's going to understand me, nobody's going to appreciate me, and so you can get caught into trying to figure out how to get people to like you and include you, all of that. So that's a big fear piece that can show up for us. Another fear is the fear of success. You know, which you wouldn't think, right? We're familiar with fear of failure, but fear of success, what's that? Well, that's when we breed self-sabotage. That's when we try to squeeze back to what is familiar, what we know. I call it squeezing back through the hole. And again, it's, you know, like that fear of belonging, and it's a natural response, I think, initial response to when we wake up. Because it's like, oh my goodness, like the stuff I've been praying for, the stuff that I've been longing for, it's here now. It's showing up now. But wait a minute, you know, I don't know how to deal with this. I don't know what to do with this, you know. And so we try to go back, but there's no going back. No going back. And then the fear of the unknown, of course, and that breeds control dramas. That's when we try to control the people around us, the situations around us, because we are so afraid of being in this unknown place. Yeah. And so these fears to me are kind of the initial reactions that we can have when we wake up. You know, I think the first experience of waking up is you feel good because it's like, I made it into something new. You know, I'm at another point on the mountain, but then right away, fear of not belonging, fear of success, fear of the unknown. And, of course, there will be other fears, but I wanted to bring these ones out because these are ones that I have experienced many times when I have stepped into something new. Quick example is when I first stepped into being a wisdom keeper and actually thinking of myself as a shamanic healer. And the first thing I thought about is like, oh my God, my family is never, I can't ever bring this around my family. Like they just won't get it. No, it's just too scary. No, I can't do this. You know, that was one of my first fears. Then I had that fear of, oh wow, if I really get successful at this shaman stuff, does that mean I can never go out and go to the disco and dance and have a good time? And like, can I not ever use curse words again? Like, what does this mean? You know, I was like, you know, doing this self-sabotage thing, trying to squeeze back through the hole. And then I just had so much fear of the unknown. It took me a while to even, like, want to advertise that, yeah, I can do this healing. I can do this work, you know. It was like it was a very slow process before I actually had, like, my first poster out in somebody's shop saying, you know, come and get an ancestor divination from Jojo Pa. You know, that did not happen overnight. I was scared to death because I'm like, oh my God, who's going to show up? And what if they don't, what if I don't really know what I'm doing? Or what if they think I'm a fraud? Or what if they're mean to me? You know, it's all that stuff goes on. Yeah. And like I said, those are like initial responses that we have. But the reality is that once you've awakened to more of the truth of who you are, especially in the now, you've already won the lottery. You've already received the golden apple. You've already made it over the mountaintop and into the valley of milk and honey. Yeah, yeah. You've leaped into the more, although unknown, and it's time to have gratitude and celebrate. Yeah, yeah. Because when you have woken up, you now have clarity of what works for you and what doesn't work for you in a way that you didn't before. And that was really important for me when I, you know, when I got through those fears and I got, okay, let me celebrate being a shamanic healer, because I realized why it was so hard for me to work in a traditional way. I realized why I needed to work in an environment that was conducive to what I now was experiencing in my beingness, and that I couldn't put myself back into a cubicle. That was just not going to work for me. So getting that clarity about who you are and what works for you, what doesn't work for you, will help you make really good decisions so that you don't put yourself into experiences or even work situations or relationships that don't support the truth of who you are. Yeah. Once I accepted that truth, when I woke up and I accepted that truth, then I could also be very clear with people. Here's what I do and here's what I am. And so if I did go back and work in an office, I had to be around people who could accept that. And again, I was fortunate that that happened, because I did get clear and I was like, you know, I just can't work like I'm not who I am. Yeah, exactly. Also, when you wake up, you're open and eager to meet new people and learn new things. To me, this was one of the greatest gifts of waking up to our truth and to our new truth. It can be for many of us our new truth, right? That these new people and new situations and new opportunities are going to show up. This is what keeps us vital in life. This is what keeps us waking up in the morning feeling like, yes, going to be a really good day, you know, because it's not the same old. You don't know exactly what's going to happen, but you have this experience of knowing that something new is going to show up, that you'll get to meet some new people and do some new things, you know. Where I live now in Santa Monica, every day that I go out, there is a great possibility that I'm going to meet somebody new, have a new conversation, tell them about my book, you know, hear about their book, or, you know, and just like it's just new, or I get to see a new part of the city of Los Angeles, or a new part of Southern California, a new place on the beach, you know, like there's just always something new. And so that keeps you really vital inside and happy and curious and eager, you know. To me, this is what life is supposed to be. So again, when we wake up to our truth, it brings that openness, that curiosity, that eagerness for newness in our life. Yeah. And then last but not least, when we wake up, we are more aware of our freedom and ability to choose love over fear. Yeah. Yeah. In other words, we no longer have to be a victim to life, to a circumstance, to a person even, because we're waking up to our truth. And our truth is that we're not to be a victim to life. We're not to be taken advantage of. We're not to be perpetrated against. We're not to be lied to. We're not to be stolen from. No, 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 no. That's not our truth. And if any of that happens to us, ultimately it's designed to get us to our truth, because those kinds of things don't feel good. And one thing about human beings, we don't really like not feeling good. No, we don't really like feeling good. No, we want to feel good. We want to be at peace. We want to feel love and loving. Yeah. And so when you realize, when you wake up, that you have that freedom and ability to choose the love over the fear, oh my goodness, it makes such a great difference in how you see yourself and how you see your world. Yeah. The world becomes less frightening and it becomes more of an adventure you know, that you can handle. And so you're able to take these risks to move forward. Yeah. And so again, waking up is taking a leap forward. It really is, because you get clarity, open and eagerness for new things, and you become conscious that you have the freedom and ability to choose love over fear. Yeah. Yeah. So, very grateful for this leap year day that is coming up, the 28th, which will be on Friday. And it'll be, no, not Friday. I'm sorry. It's Saturday. Saturday will be our leap year day. And so make sure that you really use that day and leading up to that day to become more conscious of who you really are now, what your truth is now, and celebrate that and have gratitude. Go out and celebrate yourself on Saturday, because you've done it. You, like I said, you won the lottery, you got the golden apple, you're over the mountain in the valley of milk and honey because you've woken up. Yeah, so celebrate that, enjoy that, and let go of all that other stuff. It's just an illusion. So, personal challenge. I want to invite you again to a 40-day conscious, self-managed, personally responsible approach to this waking up to your truth by clearing the unconscious blocks in your psyche that could thwart your leap forward and the experience of your happy endings and fulfillment in life. So once again, you're going to choose an issue or a block that you're aware of, whether it's family, relationship, job, money, health, guilt, shame, you know, can be in a subtle form like that. And then you're going to set a positive goal. So you're not going to do a not goal. I don't want to not be poor, you know. You're going to say something like, I choose to live in my worthiness for abundance and true love, right? So for whatever your block is. Also, you're going to choose a sacrifice, which is a sedating behavior. For example, I will bite my fingernails when pain comes up that I'm not conscious about. And so the biting of my fingernails is how I sedate my pain. For 40 days, I am choosing not to bite my fingernails. Yeah. And so what will happen is I'm going to have to be conscious of that pain. And I will have to do something other than bite my fingernails or eat sugar, you know. It's like, I'm not going to do anything to sedate myself. I'm really going to sit with that pain. I'm going to talk to that pain, too, and say, okay, who are you? What do you want? What do you need? What is it that you're letting me know so I can help to release you? Yeah, yeah. You also want to choose your supports if you go through this process, and that can be a person or persons. It can be a place. It can be a religious affiliation, like you can really participate in the Lenten season, in a Christian religious way. It could also be a song, you know, whatever. You just need to have your supports to get through this. You don't have to walk through it alone, because it's tough. It's tough. I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. When you are really consciously saying, I'm gonna let myself feel the pain so I can get unblocked, yeah, it's a challenge. The other thing, and this is really important, that I would have you do is stay awake to the process by keeping a daily record. And what you would be recording is this: what am I feeling? What am I thinking? And what am I believing about myself right now? And you can do that in the morning or at night before you go to bed, but it will be a way for you to stay really conscious about what is going on. Yeah, yeah. So I will again post this personal challenge and on the box below the YouTube video. I also post it on my Facebook page, which I didn't do this week. Shame on me, but I will do, because this will be the week to start it. So, thank you. Thank you so much for your listening to my spill this week about the leap year, and I hope that it will be very helpful to you, as well as I hope that you will do the 40-day challenge. Again, I've done it before, and it's a very, very powerful way to make sure that I've leaped forward, but I don't want to go back. I don't want to pretend to go back. You know, I don't want to go into that fear of the unknown and sabotage myself. And no, I want to have it, and I want to move with it, and I want the new things too that I can't see yet. I want to be able to see them when they arrive. I want to be able to receive them. So I can't encourage you enough. I also want to say, too, that I have a friend. Her name is Magella Green from London, and she's going to join me in this challenge. And we are also going to be doing some supportive talks on Facebook Live. I'll also post them on my website every week that we go through this challenge. So hopefully that will also bring support to people who decide they want to do it. So I want to close out by first a shout out to my wonderful engineer, Miss Yvette Parker, and the whole entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I couldn't do this without your wonderful support. Shout out to all my regular listeners and, of course, Miss Sarah, who continues to teach me how important it is to always be doing something new in life. Yes, yes, yes. And to all those who have listened and walked with me before, and you know who you are, to my family, my spiritual kin, my transformational leadership colleagues around the world, and my medicine brothers and sisters, and those who are listening in or watching for the first time, thank you, thank you, thank you. I couldn't do this without your willingness to listen and to allow me to be an influencer in your life. Thank you. I'm humbled for that privilege. Now, next week, I'm going to begin my spilling on my theme for March, which is opening up to adapt. Opening up to adopt. Yeah, it's kind of like adapt. We'll talk about that. But it is opening up to adapt, because we've got a lot of adaptation that 2020 is bringing us. Again, my book is Wisdom Walk the Self is available through Amazon, through Barnes & Noble, other places. You can Google it. And again, it's a wonderful, I think, companion piece if you have been listening and watching me do these spiritual spills. It'll give you more information about the Dagra Medicine Wheel and why I use it in the way that I do. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides and loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Now, have a fabulous last week in February, a water week. Get into that peacefulness. Let that pain go. And most importantly, please remember, you are not disposable. You are divine. Good night now.
I hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.